MTD Radio News. I'm Jill Miller. Members of the Roswell Independent School District Board voted against changing the current district policy on grading and assessments of students. Board members Ryan French and Jack Cheney voting not to modify the policy. Board President Hope Morales and board member Hilda Sanchez voted to change it. Board member James Edwards was absent. The tie decision resulted in the item not moving forward. The policy not only assigns percentages earned for grades, but also assigns point values to high school students' grades they receive for each course they complete. This point total composes each student's grade point average. A reminder, don't miss the Festival of Lights Parade Saturday, December the 3rd. It'll start at 5:30. Beautifully lit and fantastically festive, the Festival of Lights Parade brings friends and family together for a great night of twinkling lights and togetherness in the winter wonderland of Ruidoso. The theme this year is Songs of Christmas. Don't forget the Lincoln County Day Legislative Reception. That takes place on February the 7th at Santa Fe Drury Plaza Inn. That'll start at 5:30. Join them in representing the voice of the community at the Chamber's annual legislative reception. It's your opportunity to speak to their legislators about your concerns. South Line Transmission Project, one of three electricity transmission projects selected by the Department of Energy to receive a share of $1.3 billion. The plan is to connect wind and solar energy in southern New Mexico to electricity users in southern Arizona. To do that, South Line Transmission will build a 175-mile line from Hidalgo County, New Mexico to Pima County, Arizona. The line is intended to be able to carry 1,000 megawatts. The money was authorized under the bipartisan infrastructure law with the goal of boosting nationwide clean energy. Construction's set to start in 2025, according to the DOE. And that's what's happening. I'm Jill Miller, MTD Radio News.